Turning now to our regular contributor, New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
Seems like months.
I know it does.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. Listen, you heard the conversation we just had with Dave Zirin about the intersection of sports and politics. Do you agree with the basic premise that that's an issue that is ongoing and ever-changing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Dave makes great points. What I thought was very interesting, Tony, was before the Olympics, LeBron James was going to become very interested, you know, about the slave trade and slavery in Africa. And he was making some points that I really want to do this. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to speak out. And by the time they got to the Olympics, Tony, they had sat on LeBron. And suddenly he changed his tune. He goes, well, this is nothing but sports, and we just want to keep it to sports. And to me, it, once again, it reinforces this whole idea of here you've got this team of multimillionaires led by LeBron and Kobe, and these guys basically were intimidated. They were intimidated into not saying anything. Sports is very political by definition and by the absence of it. It's just a phenomenal contradiction.
Well, Bill, speaking of books, you've written a couple. One of them is called Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. This season in the NFL, black quarterbacks are having their issues, starting with Vince Young.
Yeah, Vince has got a lot of issues, Tony. It's very bizarre. There was talk of suicide, and now they're going to, you know, he's going to be benched and he's going to watch the action from. So I guess my thing with Vince is that I sympathize with him. But there are a lot of people, a lot of quarterbacks before him who went through a lot of stuff, a lot of pressure. And I think he should study history and maybe the path won't be so hard.
Now, he's not the only one that's not playing at the moment. In Minnesota, they had a quarterback change. What's going on up there?
I think
there's
a purge, Tony. Donovan, watch out!
Donovan McNabb is playing really well right now. So.
Yeah, so, no, but I think with Tavares, he just wasn't playing aggressively enough. That's what the coach said.
The quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, for the audience who may not know that, who is black also.
Who happens to be black.
And who happens to be benched right now.
Happens to be benched. What do you make of this? I think Vince's issues, I think, are quite different from Tavares. I think there was a lot of pressure on Vince from the time he came out of Texas to kind of be the black Johnny Unitas. And they'll both have an opportunity to sit and watch and hopefully come back with a vengeance.
One really quick other black quarterback not in the league at the moment in Atlanta, Michael Vick. Is Matt Ryan the replacement making Atlanta Falcon fans forget Michael Vick?
I wouldn't say that. Maybe that first week he did, but there will only be one Michael Vick. Remember, Tony, Michael Vick was the most exciting quarterback in the NFL, and there's still talk and anticipation of him playing when he gets out.
All right, let's move on to baseball because we're moving into the time of the year, at least for me, when baseball really becomes interesting. This year we had a couple of blockbuster trades involving Manny Ramirez going from Boston to the Dodgers, and we also had CeCe Sabathia going from the Cleveland Indians to the Milwaukee Brewers, and they turned their respective teams around. So the question is, should they be considered as MVP candidates, even though they've only been there a short time?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that before Manny was traded, you'd say that CC was the hands-on favorite. But, man, I think the impact that Manny has made on what was a moribund Dodgers team is sensational. I think if the voting was held right now and was fair, I think Manny Ramirez would be the MVP of the National League. What he's done there is incredible.
But it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, if there's justice in the world, and as you and I know, there is justice in the world, I think it could happen. I mean, look at what he's done. I mean, he's helped them make shambles out of that race just because of him. CeCe's done an excellent job, but Milwaukee is fading. Los Angeles is just becoming strong. And then there's a whole irony of Manny hooking up with his former arch rival, Joe Torre. And just the idea of these two guys grinding an axe against their former teams, which used to be arch rivals. I just think the drama is just too, it's just too delicious. That's why I really think it should be Manny.
All right, let's end this with this connection. Since you talked about Manny, Then you talked about Joe Torre, formerly of the New York Yankees. Now let's talk about Yankee Stadium, which closes its doors last game ever in Yankee Stadium this Sunday. I know that you live close to the ballpark. Are you sad, Mr. New Yorker?
Yeah, it's well, you know, I guess because there's another Yankee Stadium right next to it, it kind of takes some of the sting off. But it's going to take a lot of memories down with it. You know, I played my first college football game in Yankee Stadium. You know, actually, you know, 40 years ago this month. So yeah, there are a lot of memories. But you know, time moves on, and there is another Yankee Stadium. So I do not see great prospects for the Yankees even next year. Even in the new stadium.
Bill Roden, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll be back with you soon.
All right, Tony, you take care. It's always a pleasure, man.
That was our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden, a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.